Padre Pio didn't need people to speak to him directly. He heard the prayers whispered in their hearts. If you've ever doubted whether heaven hears your prayers, these stories will change everything. Stay tuned to hear them. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's stories show how Padre Pio could hear the cries of others even when not a single word was spoken aloud. Our first account comes from the book This is the Hour of the Angels by Giovanni Siena. It highlights something Padre Pio never wavered on: his complete confidence in the power and obedience of guardian angels. The author shares, Padre Pio would not tolerate any doubt about whether guardian angels could travel to San Giovanni Rotondo, no matter how far the person was. Some of his spiritual children, however, still struggled to believe their guardian angel could truly deliver their message to him. But their doubts only served to show just how familiar Padre Pio really was with the angels. Take, for example, a man named Franco Arisone. Every night, from the hotel where he was staying, Franco would send his guardian angel to Padre Pio with his intentions. But, deep down, he still wasn't sure if the messages were getting through. Finally, during confession, he asked Padre Pio, "Does your reverence really hear what I sent to you through my guardian angel?" Padre Pio retorted, "Do you think I'm deaf?" Another spiritual daughter, Mrs. Franca Dolce, had a similar experience. One morning, at the end of confession, she asked Padre Pio, "Father, one of these nights I sent my guardian angel to speak to you about something delicate. Did he come or not?" Padre Pio immediately replied, "Do you think your guardian angel is as disobedient as you are?" Still unsure, she pressed him, "Well, did he come? What did he tell you?" Padre Pio answered, "He told me what you told him to tell me." "But what was it?" she insisted. Padre Pio then repeated, word for word, the message her angel had delivered with astonishing accuracy. Moments like this show us that Padre Pio didn't just listen, he carried the concerns of others before God with a father's heart. And in a way, that's exactly what our work is about as well, keeping those stories alive so that faith and trust in God continue to reach souls who need them today. So if you find these stories meaningful and would like to help us continue sharing Padre Pio's message of hope and prayer, you're warmly invited to join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. By joining, you help us reach more people with these testimonies of grace. And in turn, you receive spiritual benefits, including regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive resources to help deepen your faith. You can learn more by clicking the link in the description below. Now, with that in mind, let's move on to another striking account. This next one is sourced from the book Padre Pio of Pietrelcina by Jose Maria Sanchez, and it's about a nun who ran a small orphanage. The nun was in desperate need of help. She lacked the financial means to keep the institution going. So she traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo to ask Padre Pio for his intervention. She arrived in haste, attended Padre Pio's mass, and then entered the crowded sacristy. But at some point, she realized she couldn't stay any longer. As she turned to leave, she called out, "Father, I have to go. I commend my poor orphans to you." Without even turning around, Padre Pio responded aloud, "You told me this several times during Mass. "My child, stay calm. Everything is settled." And from that moment on, the orphanage no longer had financial troubles. Anonymous benefactors stepped in and saved it from ruin. And with that, our stories conclude. Stories like this remind us of the power of confident childlike faith, especially in the face of uncertainty. As Father Thomas de Saint Laurent writes in his beautiful book, The Book of Confidence, it is said that the Capuchins never die of hunger because they always piously recite the Our Father. Let us imitate them, and the Most High will not leave us waiting in our necessities. So let us do as Padre Pio taught, entrust everything to God, call upon our guardian angels, and walk forward in peace, knowing that heaven listens more closely than we often realize. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.